Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office so you get your mail delivered to you today. Now, we've also got the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And we added a new group last night when we found out that we have a lot of the Amazon drivers listening to us. And we've got several Amazon distribution centers that we're working right now across the countryside. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. You can find us there under the code word Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things we have going on over there. Alrighty, joining us right now from California, IA, we've got the man, the myth, the legend. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, and we've got an anxious crew on the porch out there because it just finished raining about an hour or so ago. So they were kind of stuck inside. Now they've come out to look at the lights at the airport, I guess. Because that's about all you got to look at the current time. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, guess who just said the pledge with us?
Who's that?
Leo in Miami.
Oh, all right. Very cool, Leo.
Yep. So Leo is on the job tonight doing something. I don't know what, but he's doing something. okay. Kyle, I don't know where to start tonight, but I'll tell you this much. Joe Biden, okay, please, Joe, keep talking. Keep talking. You heard the poll that came out yesterday. Oh, Biden's poll numbers have gone up. He's up at 45%. And wouldn't you know, later on in the day, and I told you, be careful of these polls because there's no way Biden's at 45%. Out comes the poll. He's at 39%. And in another poll yesterday, he was at 25% in terms of either his job efficiency or his popularity.
Well, you know, Captain, it's just not looking good. I mean, these are pretty dismal, you know, results for the president. No doubt about it.
And I've heard this all the time. Every time, because I keep track of this stuff. I go out, pardon me, I go out and I actively seek these poll numbers to see what's going on around the country. And I'm looking all around the country when I'm doing this. I'm not just stuck looking at one area. So people go, oh, well, you don't have to poll for Cleveland. Oh, yes, I do. or whatever. So they better be careful what they wish for when they say that to me. They're liable to get it thrown right back at them. But the thing of it is the president is considering litigation against the GOP governors that are shipping out illegals from their states to the big blue cities and states. And, again, they're not doing anything that's not legal that they can't do.
Well, right, and this comes on the heels, of course, of California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh, the guy with the hair gel?
Well, right. Well, he's likening it to kidnapping, as we talked about
somebody
on the program as well.
Yeah, I think he got kidnapped at birth, but go ahead.
Well, but here's the thing. Captain, didn't the Biden administration, didn't they ship illegal aliens all over the country with the midnight flights and dropping off illegal immigrants into different states without telling the governors of those states, without having any other kind of thing like that?
I got news for you. They're still doing it.
Well, but the issue is, of course, well, if Joe Biden is doing that, should he litigate against himself for that? You know, when is it not okay? Or when is it okay? I guess it's only okay if Joe Biden does it. But, Captain, this particular thing is really beginning to show voters of all stripes how ridiculous the border policy is and the idea that the border is completely open. This is
well,
the result of that.
The first duty of government is to keep us all free and safe. That's the first duty of government. And you can't tell me they're doing that when they're releasing people who have not been properly vetted. They have no idea who in the hell they are or where they've come from in some cases. And they just take them out and dump them off somewhere.
Well, exactly right. And, for example, up in Martha's Vineyard, it's going to be a very nice weekend, I think. it's just.
Oh, because those 48 people were whisked by bus to the National Guard base at Cape Cod, and they've got better conditions there than they would have had anywhere else.
That's exactly right. It's going to be a great weekend.
Hold that thought, my friend. All right, folks, you're coming back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. It's a Saturday morning where I'm at. Many of you are listening to this program on a Sunday or even perhaps an early Monday morning. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Mr. Kyle, I will take it right away, and thank you very much, folks, for tuning in, chiming in. The chat room is very busy. Got a lot of messages that have been coming in here tonight, even before the show. Keep them coming, and we try to answer everything that comes our way. Now, it's time for people to stand up and recognize the people amongst us that are doing the job that needs to be done for America. And one of them is Mike Lindell. And Mike Lindell has been hit again right square between the eyes by the FBI and by the dark state, whatever you want to call them, deep state, dark state, red state, pink state, just pick a name, doesn't matter, but by the people that don't care for this country the way he does, the way you do, the way I do. Now, it's time to stand up and be counted here when it comes to what he does. He's got 2 websites, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, and you're welcome to check out either one of them, and with the promo code CAPTAIN, you'll save a boatload of money. You can also give him a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now think about this for a reason, or for a second. Maybe you got somebody with a birthday coming up. Maybe you got somebody with a baby shower. Maybe you got somebody with a reunion or something or another coming up. The stuff that they have at both MyPillow.com and MyStore.com makes some perfect gifts for those special occasions. And I would strongly recommend going over to MyPillow and trying those all-season slippers for $29.98, because that's cheaper than what they were when they were selling the other ones, the MyPillow slippers, the MySlippers.com, when they had those. These are cheaper yet, and they're made better. So, here you go. You've got MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. But again, you'll need the promo code CAPTAIN. Or go over to mystore.com. Same thing, promo code Captain. Take a look at what's over there. And I know a number of people have told me, man, they got all kinds of stuff over there. Well, yeah, they do, because one of the people that knows that is Mr. Kyle Warren here, don't you?
I sure do.
Yep. So, mypillow.com, mystore.com, promo code Captain. You know, Kyle, and then this is how I'll close this with Governor DeSantis and whatnot. As expected, the mainstream media has been blasting our governor, Ron DeSantis, here in Florida, for sending 48 illegal immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard. And the message that Governor DeSantis has been sending, loud and clear, is that Florida is not a sanctuary state. The states where he's sending the people are.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, he is simply providing a service, as far as I can tell, Captain, at the expense of the state of Florida, helping yep. out Martha's Vineyard or other sanctuary cities and or states to simply transport the people there, because the people of those cities or states have stated quite clearly that they are a sanctuary area. And so this gives them the opportunity now to be able to make good on that. And I think it's, you know, I think even the people that were sent there, I think probably are pretty happy that they're in such a wonderful environment like Martha's Vineyard. A lot of people would love to go there.
Right. And Governor DeSantis has also said that the unsecured border is adding up to the fentanyl crisis, making it much worse. And says this move is meant to shift the immigration burden to Democratic towns that support the administration's policy. Now, former governor and senator, and now Democratic candidate for governor, Charlie Crist, is saying that it's nothing more than a political stunt. Well, Charlie also had a couple of other things to say, but this is where the rubber leaves the road, and he suddenly is in no man's territory. He said that if he were governor, he would have kept the illegal immigrants in Florida and provided resources to take care of them. Well, key word, Charlie, Florida is not a sanctuary state. Understand what that means, Charlie. You're an attorney. Apparently he doesn't, because we wouldn't be keeping somebody in a state that's not a sanctuary state. We send them back. Hello?
Well, right. Well, I think it should be noted, too, Captain, that America obviously is a land of immigrants. America has an immigration policy. There are ways to come to the United States to seek a better life for yourself, for your family, for your generations of your descendants. All of America is like that. But this notion of sanctuary means that if someone comes across the border illegally, knowingly, this is a particular issue nowadays, that somehow the city or state is going to not help the federal government with any kind of immigration issues. So that's where this big tie-up is. And if Charlie Crist was governor, he's just going to exacerbate that. He just told all the voters that. Vote for me, and there'll be all kinds of other problems.
Right. And that's not the way to do it. Now, the British Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister, Madam Truss, is going to meet with Joe Biden ahead of the Queen's funeral next week in England. I don't know what that's going to be, but I certainly would like to be a fly on the wall for that meeting.
I would, too. There's so many things going on. There's to say that there's been a massive sea change in Great Britain, it would be a total understatement. You have a new prime minister and a new monarch all in the same week. They're going into uncharted territory, at least in terms of how things are going to go for the ship of state for Great Britain. So meeting with the president, I think, will be good. However, that being said, I think that Joe Biden is probably going to be oblivious to a lot of the problems that that Great Britain and Europe are facing, inflation-wise and so forth, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Uh-huh. Now, the chief executive of the Martha's Vineyard Community Service was wrapping up her work when she looked up outside to see 48 strangers out in front of her office with luggage, backpacks, red folders that included brochures for her organization for the 48 Venezuelan migrants that were there, and the money vouchers to pay for everything that needed to be done. She probably did the right thing by having Senator Markey who was the senator that was on TV, talk about he helped arrange with the National Guard to have the people taken to the National Guard base at Cape Cod, or not Cape, was it? Yeah, at Cape Cod, to get them where they could be treated much better.
Well, precisely. You know, I don't know. I mean, are we finding out that a lot of these liberal Democrats, are they just anti-immigrant? I don't know. I know we're trying to be a little bit funny.
What works for thee doesn't work for me.
Precisely. This is, again, showing completely that the liberal Democrats have decided that it's okay for so-called border towns that are actually on the physical border with Mexico to be completely inundated with no resources and no help from the federal government. In fact, they could be insulted if they say, hey, there's a problem here with this open border thing. But if the immigrants make their way to the liberal cities and states, then suddenly it's an emergency, and then there has to be this big problem. And so it's so sublime in terms of how this demonstrates to the voters. I don't know of any better way to have ever done it.
Yeah. Now, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her multi-indigenous fields of expertise, our erstwhile bartender, is apparently an expert in the field of career counseling. Who knew? Who knew? Other than AOC, that is.
Well, she went after Governor DeSantis, basically saying...
She went after Governor DeSantis and
Abbott.
And Abbott, yep.
Right, and, you know, basically saying, maybe you're in the wrong job and this kind of thing. And we helped Texans when they were hungry and freezing. And we're going to help these families, too. Like, they have so much to offer, she said. And you know, maybe they're not in the right job. Well, I saw that, Captain. I thought, right job? Well, wait a minute. Hey, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what about all those jobs that you blocked from Amazon from coming into your area?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to talk about jobs, fine. Talk about jobs.
Over 16,000 initially.
That's exactly right. And all because of the ideological thing that she has to adhere to.
Well, she was hypocritical, smug as hell, and absolutely clueless once again. Because then again, they're once again talking about her and her nonsensical drivel. And as for New York City welcoming the families, perhaps AOC needs to check with Mayor Eric Adams about his welcome.
Well, exactly. They are discombobulated. That's, I think, the word, Captain.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yours truly. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We shall return right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The British monarch died recently at the age of 96. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are lifting the city's boil water advisory. The governor making that announcement on Thursday, saying clean water has been restored, but adding the work is not done.
Moving forward, we will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And by the way, you can always hear our radio show, the current show, by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We have a stream that goes on there, a web stream that plays the current show until the next live show comes on. And then when we're live, you can hear the live show right there on that website if you can't hear it anywhere else. It's the stream that goes to the satellite. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they've been on a mission for some time. I've been taking the product for well over 8 years now. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. And the other night, as I told you, I had a problem, which I didn't expect. I had to park my vehicle a long ways away from where I was having dinner with one of my business associates. And I had to walk further than I've had to walk in a long time. And that's my problem with my legs and whatnot is walking, because the more I walk, the more it hurts. How's that? So I have to kind of limit that a little bit. But I really extended it. And when I came back to the radio station, I took a packet of Aleve of Relief Factor. Because I was just really, really hurting. And in about 15 minutes' time, it stopped. As fast as it came on, it stopped. And it stayed that way for the rest of the night, the show, and the rest of the day. How about that? That's how I know it works. That's why you hear me telling you about it. Now, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, whatever kind of pain you got going on, general muscle aches and pain too, then I'm suggesting that you start out with a three-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95, about a buck a day. And how you do that is you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and order that three-week quick start. Take a look at some of the other things they got there, too. I take the vitamin D off that website. They've got a very high-potency vitamin D, and I take that, and it works very well. So relieffactor.com/captain, because like Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Listen to that. There he was. Right on cue. Right on cue. Now, stocks are reacting kind of strange to all the stuff that's going on here, the politics that's being played and whatnot. They fell broadly once again on Wall Street, leaving the market with another week of sizable losses as a stark warning from FedEx emerged this week about rapidly worsening trends in the economy. Now, FedEx is going to be laying off some people. They're going to be parking some of their trucks. They're going to be parking some of their planes. They're going to be closing some of their offices because they believe the economy is headed towards a major recession. Not just this little thing we've been spitting and sputtering around with, but they think that we're really going off the deep end, especially if Joe Biden and company keeps doing what they're doing.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And the CEO of FedEx, Raj Subramaniam, has been quoted as saying that we, meaning FedEx, are a reflection of everybody else's business, especially the high-value economy in the world. And he sees that every segment around the world is in decline, basically. And so this is not portending very good at all. So this is a pretty good indicator, I think. Now, of course, as you mentioned, stocks, I think they've had the worst week since June. The other day was down 1,200 points. It closed down again on Friday. This is not looking good. I don't know, Captain, you know, don't try to be funny at all. It just seems like everything Joe Biden has told us about the economy, certainly what the White House has told us about the economy, is just completely wrong, and everybody sees it.
It's not true. They're hyping something up that they have no idea what they're talking about, and they think we're stupid enough to follow along with what they're saying. It's not true. He quoted numbers the other day that were exactly the opposite. He said, well, then we got plus this, we got plus that, and quoted specific numbers. Those numbers weren't plus at all. They were negative.
Well, certainly. You know, it, to me, Captain, it sort of smacks of the kind of authoritarian regime that you'd see in various parts of world history where literally everything is just always good, right? And no matter what's happening and the people are poor and they're starving and those kind of stuff, it's no. The great leaders tells us that everything is good because how could it be anything other than good from their perspective? It's all propaganda. And that's what's happening here, I think, to some degree. It's just it's a Democrat administration, so it can't be that bad, I think, is their idea.
How did that work out for North Korea when the people were actually eating dirt, trying to find out new ways to eat dirt, because that's all they had?
Well, it's this notion that you know, only the Democrats and the Democrat Party elite is actually a better term, that they are the only ones who can ever keep things going. But no matter how bad it gets, we just have to keep praising them for doing whatever it is that they're doing instead of getting actual results, which right before Joe Biden came into office, we were getting actual results. Things were actually organically better. Then it's a far cry from that now.
Now I'm going to skip around a little bit. I'm going to go to Germany. Russia has said that Germany has crossed the red line in supplying arms with the Ukraine. Now, they are about to give them a bunch of some pretty good tanks that will take on the Russian tanks and be fairly much equal to them, if you will. In addition, they're talking about sending them airplanes, which is exactly what Putin doesn't want to see, because they've got some Ukrainian pilots that can fly. They know how to fly.
Well, certainly. Now, this will be used by Putin, of course, as a pretext to say, you're trying to enter the war. Now, whether or not Putin does anything about it for real, that would remain to be seen, but this is exactly the kind of thing he would like to use.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, Captain, the Russians are doing so poorly militarily in Ukraine that if you start pouring it on now, I mean, there's a real chance this war could come to an end sooner than later.
Their military is obviously not prepared for what they got themselves into. It was a much older military. It hasn't worked. They've lost a lot of casualties, a lot more than they're telling us. We're finding out that the troops are deserting, and they're dropping their guns and their uniform, walking away from their tanks, their artillery, all that sort of stuff. This is not something that you see when an army is in high spirits and victorious.
Well, that's exactly right. And where Vladimir Putin is concerned, you know, he could try to do something crazy. Because the thing about the Russian army now is that it's obvious that if NATO really wanted to, if it got involved for some reason, it would decimate the Russian army, essentially. It would take time and so forth. It wouldn't be easy, but it would happen, I think. But then Putin could fall back on weapons of mass destruction. That is the reason why you don't want to get involved in this, because of that variable. So unless you can eliminate that variable, or they eliminate Putin internally, you know, we'll have to see what happens here.
Yeah, and Republicans are working very hard right now to try to sanction the VA over their new abortion policy. Now, keep in mind, the Republicans are still the minority. I don't know what they're going to do. They'd have to bring some Democrats aboard to be able to sanction anything when it comes to the abortion policy that they now have at the VA, and on military basis, I might add, on military basis across the country.
Well, right, yeah. It, without the votes, it's not going to amount to anything, but it can be an ideological touchstone, though.
Yeah, and this is just like Biden when he shoots his mouth off and says different things. Doesn't mean that he has a majority of anything when he says it, because he doesn't. Even some of his own Democrats are not voting for the things that he's putting up there. It's not like one size fits all. And, oh, by the way, again, if you didn't hear, folks, there were several people that were concerned yesterday about Biden's 45%, and he's coming up in the polls and this, that, and the other. And Chris Markowski and I had quite the conversation about it yesterday. And I told Chris, I said, don't believe those polls. They're not accurate. I'm seeing polls that Biden is down in the teens. He's down in the 20s. He's down in the 30s. And I no sooner said that, when all of a sudden a poll showed up yesterday afternoon, and he was at 39%. And another one, he was at 25%.
Yeah, it's almost, Captain, that he's becoming a niche president. You know, there's only a small niche of people that are really pro-Biden, or they have to be true believers, I guess. But everybody else is saying, what the heck happened here?
Believe this. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Kyle Warren. And yeah, there's weather out there. We'll talk about Fiona off to the east and what might happen there. We'll be back.
You're hearing the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Come on, come on, come on, do it. Come on.
that's a little bad company. Can't get enough of your love. Kyle, what year was that from?
You know, I'm gonna have to just take a guess. I think it's got to be in the early 70s, somewhere in there.
I believe it's at least that.
Yeah.
71 or 2 by the looks again of the hairstyle and the bell-bottom pants and all that stuff. That's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah. But it does rock, though. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Does rock? Oh, boy, does it. We can just sit here and bebop along with that for the whole night. All righty. Well, let me read this and then give it to you. Now, folks, we've got Fiona coming, Tropical Storm Fiona, expected to bring tropical storm conditions to the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico late Saturday into Sunday as it tracks westward. So far, we don't know where it's going to make its turn. That will have a bearing on what happens to South Florida and the east coast of the United States as to where this storm may in effect the U.S. So we're watching it closely. If it comes a little bit further to the west than what some are predicting, then we could see it pretty much inundate a lot of Florida, not all of it, but a lot of Florida as it goes up the east coast. And this is going to be an east coast storm for sure. Will it be a hurricane? Maybe. Category 1 with a lot of rain. A lot of rain, Kyle. So take it away. Tell us what's going on out west. And it looks like it's kind of quiet out there.
It is quiet right now, but it is going to change, Captain, especially for most of Northern California as we head through the weekend. And since this is the weekend show, we definitely want to project a little bit here over the next 48 hours or so. One of the largest storms in months is going to be coming into Northern California, areas of the Bay Area, also Sacramento, perhaps on up towards Redding, up into other parts of Northern California. Sunday into Monday, we understand at this point, could bring some significant rain. There's a huge low pressure system that's in that area, and so that even means we might even get some snow up in some of the higher elevations. So it's going to be very interesting to see where we're going to be Monday morning on this. But for right now, yes, it is pretty quiet. We're still looking at, though, some winds up along I-80 as you come out of Reno. Still have some of that mosquito fire smoke and so forth in the area, and that's going to head on up towards Susanville as well. Also, we got some bad air quality up near Lakeview and in Oregon. The only rain that we're seeing right now, Captain, on the map, looks like, I believe it's over near Grand Junction on I-70 in Colorado as you come across the border there with Utah. But other than that, it looks like it's pretty good. And just briefly, since Mrs. Professor is off with the Girl Scouts at Catalina Island for a camp out, looks like their weather's going to be nice for the weekend, maybe in the high 60s, maybe 70, but pleasant, good time for a camp out.
Catalina Island with the Girl Scouts. Okay, well, there's one for you. Are they going to sell any cookies?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so, but yeah, they probably could, though.
All right, well, let's start with the middle part of the country, and we'll go to Nebraska right away. Nebraska kind of had a bullseye on it earlier today. A lot of weather in there, a lot of thunderstorms and whatnot. We still got a couple of warnings in there tonight for some thunderstorm activity in the central part of Nebraska, I might add. And we'll see what happens because they did get a lot of rain in there, too. Now, moving into Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota and up there around Duluth, we've got some fog up in there tonight, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan and up into Canada, and dense fog. There's a dense fog advisory. In addition, we've got some rain from earlier that might be making some of the lower streams a little bit over their banks up in there in that area, and then moving over east of the Mississippi over into Indiana, we have around Indianapolis, we have an area of fog there tonight. It looks like as if we could have some fog coming in West Virginia and the western part of Pennsylvania, to include Pittsburgh, I might add, right straight up and down I-77. We could see some fog. And then the southeastern corner of Ohio, we could see some fog. But we do have an interesting perspective of the weather up in New England tonight. We've got a frost warning and a freeze warning for parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, northern part of New Hampshire, as well as Maine. And there's a possibility we could have some snow up there tonight on one of the mountaintops up in Maine or even New Hampshire. So keep that in mind as we start talking now about some weather that's coming, because after all, we do see snow this time of the year, don't we, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
September,
yeah, we'll
September weather.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So let me just take a quick look down below again, and I gotta tell you about Fiona, because it is an active system, and again, this thing could be a hurricane at any time. Right now, it's strengthening a little bit. The minimum central pressure has dropped again down to 1,000 millibars. The winds are pretty much holding steady at 60 miles an hour. It is moving straight west at 14 miles per hour, and it looks like it's going to come in, Kyle, below the Dominican Republic, which would put it in line, if it stays there, to come in on the south side of Cuba before it makes its turn. Now, the question is the turn going to be over the top of Cuba and the mountains, or is it going to be when it gets to the end of Cuba where it's lower, and then, here we go, it's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Exactly, yeah, because those mountains could have a significant effect or slow it down or help it to weaken.
Yeah, and we have a disturbance out, let's see here, in the Atlantic Ocean. It's a frontal low that looks like it's not going to be much of anything except some rain and whatnot. But right behind Fiona, a little bit higher up on the grid, we have another disturbance that's called Tropical Disturbance Number 2, 20% chance of possibility of becoming something. It's at the northern portion of a tropical wave, and there will be some slow development possible over the weekend into the early part of next week. What that's going to be, don't know yet. It depends on what Fiona does. So it looks like as if, and by the way, let's see how... Okay, it might be pushing Fiona along. It looks like it's moving about the same speed, and it's about 5 days or so behind Fiona, but sometimes these storms catch up to each other, hard to say. So that's what we got now. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, between now and October 31st, you can start saving 10 cents per gallon on every gallon of gasoline at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for more information on how you can join the My Rewards Plus program.
And, boy, you want to do that, because you can do that as an RV owner, too.
Well, that's exactly right. And then also, September is Pro Driver Appreciation Month. All kinds of great things for you as well in the My Rewards Plus app, pilotflyingj.com.
Yay! All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we plan on coming back with more hour number two. Got a lot more stuff to talk about. Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.